Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We're going to start the day. There's so much going to go on this week. It's going to be a busy week news-wise, I do believe. We'll just see. I would like to hear from you if you were able to get your postcard sent to the president last week. I forgot to ask you on Friday about that. At least I think I forgot to ask you. So did you send your postcards? I think I sent about 8 of them. And my question today is, common sense dead? I have several articles here to share with you today, and they just make me wonder, personally, if common sense is truly dead. Now, I know that you have common sense, and I want to believe that I have some common sense. But the mainstream media, their constant barrage of fake news and or opinions and or promotions of their social agenda, propaganda, it goes way outside the constitutional republic. They care not about individual freedoms, except their own. They will commit crimes. They will lie. They will get angry. And they will do whatever it takes. They even make threats. Why do we, the people, why do we continue to support and listen to these pundits, whom I believe are traitors to our way of government, to our liberty, our freedom, to our republic? It is a sad day if we sit by and do nothing. As Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men, and I'm going to add women, to do nothing. You are good men and women. We have literally in the past done nothing. And now we strive to make up for our lost time. But is it all lost already? And what is the future to be for our future generations here in America, which was once the land of the free and the home of the brave? If it is my hope that you do get angry at a couple of these stories anyway, and that you have a righteous anger that is willing to get up and do something to correct the wrongs, to defend the innocent from the bullies, from the loud mouths of the pundits, who in this case of now President Donald Trump didn't get it right yet. It is what they hate. It is you that they hate. He, President Donald Trump, is only the bullseye on the target, which the liberals, the socialists, the communists are constantly shooting at. They talk and they talk and they contradict themselves, and they are not only annoying, they are dangerous to the future of this nation. If they have their way, there will be no life. There will be no liberty or the ability to pursue happiness, prosperity, or to own private property. Hillary recently stated, this just gives you a little idea of the blah, 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 how they talk and talk and talk. I do not believe that we can let political divides harden into personal divides, and we can't just ignore or turn a cold shoulder to someone because they disagree with us politically. Really, she has spent her lifetime, her political career, labeling and separating Americans, and it is she that called all of us who didn't follow her, but follow Donald Trump or anybody else, deplorables. Yeah, she didn't think we should take it personal, did she? Are you listening to this mess? And if you don't believe they are communists, these socialists, these progressive left, Remember this statement by Hillary Clinton. This is what they all believe. I know she said it, but this is what they all believe. I believe the primary role of the state is to teach, train, and raise children. Parents have a secondary role. So you need to take to heart what these people say, because they're coming after you and yours. They're coming after your liberty. Is there any common sense left? We're going to go to the phones. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today? Oh, we lost Ray. That was my fault, I guess. I went too long with my commentary. We lost Ray. Ray, give us a call back. North Korea, as Donald Trump, President Trump would say, is acting very, very badly. This guy, Kim, he is crazy. I don't know how else to put it. And it's going to be a challenge, and we're trying to work with and get China on board to put a stop to this guy, because he's very dangerous. So this is a challenge we have out there, and it'll be interesting to see what comes down with this. It says North Korea on Saturday tested a new high-thrust rocket engine, and Kim Jong-un afterwards told a North Korean-controlled news agency that the whole world will soon witness what eventful significance the great victory won today carries. The man is crazy. He's absolutely crazy. And we're going to have to put a stop to him. Now, the big news, if there was any big news last week, was the fiasco of Rachel Maddow. As she pumped it all up, and again, remember I said they will do things illegal. She had in her hand, which was, it had to have been gotten by illegal means, a 2005, I believe it was, tax return of President Donald Trump's when he was a citizen, Donald Trump. Now, they are obsessed, the left and some of the right, about him not having given his, making his tax returns public. He's under an audit and he didn't want to do it, although they say that doesn't make a big difference. I could care less whether he shows me a tax return. It means very little to me. I don't know what it means to you, but it means very little to me. But Rachel Maddow could be in trouble because Trump's personal lawyers, not his presidential lawyers, his personal lawyers are considering going after her and some of the others that have done these things that have been illegal. You see, they seem to think that they have a different set of rules than you and I. They live by a different set of rules, and they're so far above. They are so much smarter and wiser than you and I. They know better. So it's okay if they steal somebody's tax returns and make them public. Even if she didn't physically steal them herself, which I doubt that she did, she did the wrong thing. If you witness a crime and you do nothing about it, you do the wrong thing. You didn't rob the bank, but you drove the getaway car. You're equally as guilty of the robbery, are you not? Rachel Maddow, I hope, is in big trouble. I want to see a lot of these people go down for their crimes. I'm tired of listening to them. It's time we got bold, and it's time we practiced some common sense in this nation. And some love of liberty. If you love liberty, we need to be the ones standing. We need to be the ones getting angry, a righteous anger, where we take our nation back. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today. I have several things I want to discuss. It's not free for all. Did you send your letters to Donald Trump? 877-895-5410. We the people, that republic, we still have some common sense. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a couple of articles here that disturb me. And, of course, it is coming from pundits. And I even have one from somebody on the right that kind of gets it wrong every once in a while. At least she got it wrong pretty big this weekend or last week. This news guy is from CNN, and I'm probably going to botch up his name, Fareed Zakaria. And he's a little bit vulgar with his language here. He says Donald Trump has only succeeded because he, and he's talking about some animal doing something, but he says basically he spends his time lying, conning people. So he says, I think the president is somewhat indifferent to things that are true or false. He has spent his whole life, I'm going to say prevaricating. He has succeeded by prevaricating. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to say it on the air. He has gotten the presidency by doing this. And it is very hard to tell someone at this point that that doesn't work. Because as a result, right, it has. But that's what he does. He has something he doesn't particularly care, or if it's true or not, he just puts it out there, and then he puts something else out there. Nothing again of the press conference when pushed on it, does take responsibility. He says he notices. In other words, he's talking about when this particular article is referring to not just the past of Donald Trump, but the recent of the wiretapping accusation. And they say he just made it up. He's just throwing it out there. And he's just conning everyone, only he's using some other term. And then he said in the White House press conference that he blamed someone else for it. Well, he saw someone else in the news talk about the wiretapping, and that's why he decided that he needs to be looked into. I believe there is a lot of this going on. That's what I believe. The fact that this guy and all these pundits, all these mainstream propaganda media put out, their fake news, is it any different? Their lies, their pushing of a propaganda, is it any different than what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing? They keep bringing up the Russia issue, even though it's been shot down time after time after time. But they just say it's still there. It's still there. Something's going on. Well, something's going on that all the intelligence is being leaked out of the White House as well. That cannot be denied, whether it's wiretapping or some other form. And President Trump did explain that when it was more than just tapping wires, when he's talking about wiretapping. He's talking about a surveillance of all kinds. There's all kinds of surveillance. It doesn't take a genius, maybe a little common sense, to figure out, yes, something is going on. But they have investigated, and they're going to continue over this Russia deal. But I think we're giving Vladimir Putin way more credit than he deserves in this nation. And we're ignoring some of the other things that took place. We're ignoring the fact that the Democrat Party is a communist party now. We ignore that. Oh, we call them left. Oh, we'll call them socialist. Oh, we'll call them progressives. But the fact that they want to have your children, that's communist. Pure and simple. So, Maher, I don't like him anyway, Bill Maher, this is a statement that he made. And this one should make your blood boil just a little bit. He says, well, first of all, this isn't true. I don't know where he's getting this, because this came out after Maddow did her big thing with the president's tax return, and he paid taxes. I guess he could only pay enough taxes if he gave everything he owned to the government, you know, like they do. This was on Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time that host Bill Maher stated that President Trump violates the pay your taxes rule. I worry that if half the country, I want you to listen to this statement of his. I worry that if half the country wants this guy to be president, we do need the UN to step in, or the United Federation of Planets or something. Can you imagine Americans, they're saying, we want the UN to come and take over our country because we don't like our president? Can you imagine a free and liberated nation like the United States of America? These people are dangerous. These people are dangerous as well as stupid. Stupid in the fact that they haven't got a clue what they enjoy in this nation. President Trump paid his taxes. So what is he talking about? He didn't pay enough to suit Bill Maher? Let's look at Bill Maher's tax returns. Let's look at Rachel Maddow's tax returns. Do you have any idea what these people get paid to tell you these lies and fake news and push their propaganda on you? Do you have any idea? It angers me that you would even support their advertisers or turn your TV on to watch them. They deserve nothing. And I believe it's time we've practiced I've got it written down here on one of these articles. I believe it's time we practiced getting rid of them, excommunicating them, sending them out of the nation. If they don't like a free republic, they can go live in Cuba. I have no problem with that. Let them take over Cuba's news and see what happens. Or does Cuba own CNN? I'm not sure. It's a communist news network, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't that what it is? Isn't that what they're pushing? My producer is giving me all kinds of cheers in my ear here. You need to be angry about this. The fact that this man gets before the public and says we need to have the UN step in because you and I don't agree with Bill Maher. Bill Maher doesn't like the president, so we need to have the United Nations or the Federation of Planets. I'd like to ship him to another planet. This is an atheist. A man who doesn't believe in God. Mocks Christmas. Mocks Easter. I've seen him do it on his late night show when I didn't get to turned over fast enough. Years ago. He's not someone you should be supporting. He's not. He's not a constitutional republic supporter. He doesn't believe in your liberty. No. He doesn't believe in your liberty. Well, I'm going to run out of time before I get to this one. This is the Blaze's pretty girl. And I say that in reality. She's a very beautiful girl. She's young. She claims to be a conservative. And she's got somebody pretty riled. She's got a lot of people pretty upset with her. She's popular, so I'm not sure how it's going to go down. She was on The View last week. She claims to be a conservative who is pro-choice, pro-abortion. And she goes and explains as to why she feels this way. And The View was eating it up because those women are like piranha. They were eating it up. And this young woman who claims to be a conservative, claims to be constitutional, which I'm not sure what that means to call yourself, I am a constitutional. You could say I am constitutionally minded. She got herself in trouble. And I want to talk about it a little bit because maybe we need to redefine conservative. Or maybe we just need to throw all these words away and say we want liberty and freedom. And that we want the Christian Foundation to come back to this nation. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome as long as you stay on topic today. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. CSC Talk Radio is your talk show. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I'm referring to Tommy Lauren. She is a really pretty blonde conservative. She calls herself conservative, and she's on the blaze. In fact, I saw her do an interview for Bill Bullard, with Bill Bullard. And I've seen her in the last couple of weeks, maybe once or twice, on Fox News as a consultant. They're asking her questions. But right now, she's in a little bit of trouble over her time with The View, if she's going to call herself a conservative. So what happened here was on Friday's episode, and the woman who's writing this, Amanda, and I can't even begin to pronounce her last name, it looks like it's Prestigia Okomo. She is not happy with Tommy Lauren at all. She says she doesn't particularly like The View. So I'm going to read what she says about The View because I think it's pretty comical. She says, on Friday's episode of Hags Who Can't Shut Up, also known as The View, firebrand Tommy Lauren baffled conservatives everywhere with her explanation of being pro-abortion, or as her Planned Parenthood talking point had her frame it, pro-choice. So what she did was talk about being a conservative who's for limited government. And if I'm going to tell them to stay out of my guns, then I'm going to tell them to stay out of my body. And she's forgetting about the liberty or the pursuit of life for that unborn child. She's forgetting that that is a life. And I want to talk about that. But we lost a call earlier, and I'm going to go to the caller. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get your letter or your postcards off to Donald Trump, to President Trump?
I most certainly did. Actually, I sent him a photograph.
Careful now.
I'm getting older.
Okay.
It was a Norman Rockwell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it was a picture of George Washington, and then in the foreground was a young man with a cape on and a hat and looked like a wooden sword. And I wrote to him, I said, This picture reminded me of a George Washington 2.0. That would be you, Mr. President. We the people got your back.
Oh, awesome, Ray. That's awesome. I just sent several postcards and put some encouraging words on them. You know, I'm thinking maybe I've got a few posters that are it shows the real endangered species as the American cowboy. Maybe I ought to send him one of those posters because I think he's trying to get rid of all these mandates and regulations that are killing the American people. So I'm proud of you. Thank you. I haven't heard any feedback on the White House being flooded with these postcards, so I'm hoping we'll hear that this week.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. Thank you, Ray, so much for what you did. I appreciate that.
You too, Bethany.
Yeah. Back to Tommy Lauren and this article about her. She was on The View on Friday, and she told The View that she is pro-choice because she is constitutional. She went on to say, I'm someone that's for limited government, so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think the government should decide what women do with their bodies. I can't sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well. She says, I can say that. Well, the young woman, or older woman, I don't know who this woman is that wrote this article, she goes on to say, first of all, she says, you can be a constitutional and pro-life, since there is absolutely zero mention in the Constitution about the right to kill babies. There is, however, a mention to the right to life in the 14th Amendment. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges of immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Secondly, she says, one can be for limited government and against the murder of an unborn baby or unborn children. There is absolutely nothing hypocritical about that. In fact, the government's only role is to protect our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. She goes, life, life. Thirdly, if Tommy's anti-science understanding of abortion is that an unborn baby with its own DNA and possibly different blood type and sex from the mother's is merely an extension of the woman's body, wouldn't she, as a self-confessed conservative, at least explain the discrepancy between her take and a pro-life conservative's take? Apparently not. If Lauren had expressed the conservative view accurately and stated why she disagreed with moronically bashing pro-life conservatives as hypocrites, I doubt this would be a big deal. But hey, at least she came up with a new word. She's talking about the word constitutional, calling herself, I am a constitutional. She's young. She's looking for fame. She's not really looking for rights. And she's not looking to the Constitution if she thinks that that's what abortion is about. I have the Red Ribbon Campaign. I have the all these things are for. And maybe I shouldn't say that. But your money is going to pay for the T-shirts. The T-shirts you wear to remember as a memorial of the life that was taken. Pure and simple. People need to understand the life that was taken. It has a picture on it, an image of an ultrasound baby. That's all it is. We've lost our common sense, including Tommy. She gets up and she talks about being a conservative, and she talks about this and she talks about that. Maybe we need to redefine it. I fight for life not because the Constitution says to fight for life, but because my God does. And this nation was, regardless of what President Barack Obama told you, it was established as a Christian nation. Not a Muslim nation. Not a Hindu nation. Not an atheist nation, Bill. But a Christian nation that gave you a choice, the freedom and the liberty to choose. But there are some things that are unlawful to choose, and murder is one of them. I have an article here that really made me think common sense is gone. As if the other ones didn't. There's an immigrant high school student on deport list, and he was charged with the rape of a 14-year-old. Two of them. Three of these children, I use that word loosely, were freshmen. The young girl was 14 years old that they viciously raped. The two other freshmen were 17 and 18 years old, and I'm thinking, what school keeps a 17 or 18-year-old as a freshman in high school? Something's wrong with that picture, don't you agree? And the young girl suffered greatly for it. Not only that, they were illegal immigrants. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410, and I just can't help but wonder, is there any common sense left? Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've kind of been going off on a little tangent here. I want to get you worked up. I want your blood to boil just a little bit. Because we who hopefully still have some common sense need to be stepping up and saving the future generations from these communist bullies that are running the mainstream media. Now, I don't believe that... Tommy Lauren is in that category, so don't take me wrong. I think she's a young woman who's bought into the lie of abortion. And I'd like to sit down and have a chat with her. Because she needs to understand. Of course, you know, everybody's throwing biology away now. Biology is out the window. You don't need that in school anymore because, you know, you can pick what gender you are. You think it. You think it. It's the think system. You pick it. It's crazy what's going on. And education has been also one of the main things they've talked about here lately. Because of the vouchers and the choice for a school. Now, the Democrats, who have always claimed that they are for the minorities, are adamantly against choice of school or school vouchers. They're absolutely against it. They were absolutely against educating the slaves that we had here in the United States of America. It was against the law to teach them how to read. Yet many did do that. Anyway. Education frees you. To know the truth will set you free. So why are the Democrats against a better education. They want to keep throwing money into the public education. Well, we can see how good that's doing. They've got a 17 and 18-year-old illegal aliens raping 14-year-old girls because they're all in the freshman class together. An 18-year-old man in a freshman class with 14-year-old girls. I can't see anything bad happening there, can you? Well, the young girl did. They took her, and they threw her into the bathroom, and they raped her viciously. Two of them. 14-year-old girl. Thomas Sowell said, people who oppose school vouchers say that we should improve the public schools instead. But they never specify any time limit. Are we to continue through all eternity to pour more and more billions of dollars down a bottomless pit without regard to whether or not any improvement results and without ever considering any alternatives? You know, if you're educated, you stand back and you look and you see what's going on. How can we improve this? Whether it's at home, whether it's at school, whether it's in your church, your community, whatever the case may be, a situation, you stand back and you look at it. If you're too close, you can't see. So you stand back and you look at it and you think, what can we do to improve this? The public school system is not working, people. It may be working for some. I'm the old school. I know Bill O'Reilly likes to say that, you know. And I've got family that are teachers, and I think the world of them. I do. I appreciate them. I think the world of them. School is different than it was when you and I were young. It's not as structured. They like it to be a little freer. So you've got kids that think they're free. And then they wonder why they misbehave. Well, that's the reason. Because they're kids. They're children. They have to have structure. Chaos is not freedom. I want to close with this today because we've been talking about common sense. And I have read this before on there, and I have had numerous of you send it to me. It's the obituary. The sad passing of common sense. Today we mourn the passing of a beloved old friend, Common Sense, who has been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he is, since his birth records were long ago lost in bureaucratic red tape. He will be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come in out of the rain, why the early bird gets that worm, and life isn't always fair, and maybe it was my fault. Common Sense lived by simple, sound financial policies. Don't spend more than you earn. And reliable parenting. Adults, not children, are in charge. His health began to deteriorate rapidly when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate, teenagers suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch, and a teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student, only worsened his condition. Common Sense lost ground when parents attacked teachers for doing the job they had themselves failed to do in disciplining their unruly children. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer sun lotion or plaster to a pupil, but should not inform the parents when a pupil becomes pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Common Sense lost the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband. Churches became businesses, and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common Sense took a beating when you couldn't defend yourself from a burglar in your own home. But the burglar could sue you for assault because you protected yourself and your own. Common Sense finally gave up the will to live after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot. She spilled a little in her lap and was promptly awarded a huge settlement. Common Sense was preceded in death by his parents. Truth and trust. his wife discretion, his daughter responsibility, and his son reason. He is survived by three stepbrothers. I know my rights, someone else to blame, and I'm a victim. Not many attended his funeral because so few realized that he was gone. If you still remember him, pass this on. If not, join the majority of do nothing. Remember what I said. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. Common sense is not dead. But he's a little dusty and on the shelf. Let's pull it back down and bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.